Backstage with Broadway's Best. Behind the Curtain with Joan Hamburg on 77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
You know, if you ask Tony Award-winning Broadway star Betty Buckley what she's doing these days, you better have a long time to listen, because Betty is doing more than ever. She's got a new live album, Hope, which she's going to tell us about. She's going to be at Joe's Pub celebrating this. She's doing a performance workshop. She's on a big TV show. Everything. Betty, nothing has changed, right?
Hi, Joan. How are you?
I'm good. And I know you're fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. I've been having a really good time doing such fun work.
My gosh. And what about, did I hear you were also going out with Hello, Dolly?
Right. I go to New York to start prep and rehearsals at the end of July. And we open in Cleveland in October. So, and then we're on the road until like the end of the first week of December. And then we have 3 weeks off. Then we hit the road again in early January to the end of August.
How on earth do you do all that?
I'm a little daunted by the notion of being on the road for a year with Dolly, but I'm just starting my prep work on that now, and you know, I have a long ways to go.
Yeah, but how much fun. Actually, it would really be an interesting time to look at the face of America.
Yeah, I've been thinking the same thing, Joan. My catchphrase for Dolly, yeah, have you seen the New York, the new Broadway production? Because it's just glorious.
Yeah, of course. We love it.
Oh, it's so, I felt rapture. I felt such joy when I saw it. I thought it was spectacular.
I know.
One of the best pieces of musical theater I've ever seen.
And
I
coming
was crying
from you.
With joy at the end of the show. So when Scott Rudin, the producer, called and said, offered me the tour, I was so honored. I felt really delighted. But I said, my job is to, when taking Dolly on the road, is to make America happy again.
That's, you know what? But that's why, not only Dolly, which absolutely loved, I've seen it two times already since it came back, but all the shows that we grew of, you know, came into our own with, with My Fair Lady and Carousel and the glorious music that we need to hear now, this reaffirmation is so important. Tell me about Preacher. In addition to everything else, this is what? Have you been in it for the third season?
Yeah, I got the part in January, and I went immediately to New Orleans. I play the role of Grandma, Jessie Custer's grandma. Jessie Custer is our lead, played by Dominique Cooper, who's the preacher. It also stars Ruth Negga, who was nominated for an Oscar last year, and a wonderful Irish actor named Joseph Gilgan. And it's just, I've been a huge fan of the show for the first two seasons. I love, love, love the show. So I was ecstatic when I got this job. So this this character, her name is Madame Marie Langelle. She's a Cajun sorceress and has a lot of really big skills, not the least of which is she's capable of bringing people back to life. And
that's a good one.
You know, it's for a price, of course. But she also is very ruthless and mean, and I mean, she's very cruel and evil gal, but it's a wonderful role, and I was really excited to play it and get to work with these incredible actors. And the crew in New Orleans was one of the nicest groups of people I've ever worked with. All of them just so dedicated to their work and so good at what they do. And the production team, headed by Sam Catlin, the showrunner, producer, writer. Also, he directed our last episode. Is just a brilliant guy and such a nice man. So I just got home on Saturday after my last day of shooting on Friday. I have to go back this Thursday to do some special effects makeup things on Friday, and then the wrap party's Friday night. So
wow! And how was being in New Orleans for this time?
Well, I really enjoyed it. There are so many great restaurants.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah, just fantastic food there. Beautiful restaurants, and Yeah, we had a really good time. I was working pretty hard, you know, sometimes like 14-hour days, but it was really it's such a great job, and I'm sad that it's over, you know, because it was so much fun.
So it's done for the season. Thank goodness, because there's no way you could go out on the road. And with all that you've got coming up, tell me about Hope.
Well, it's a beautiful collection of songs, the centerpiece of which is a song called Hope that was written by Jason Robert Brown. And he's, of course, one of my favorites from the musical theater, but it's just a really moving song. And my wonderful collaborator, Christian Jacob, and I, we did the arrangements together, make the selections together, and we worked on it for about 6 months. It's some really pretty songs, you know, and we put this together as a grouping of songs for a concert at Joe's Pub last fall, and I called my record company and said, you know, I think this is some really pretty music, and they said, yeah, let's make a record. So we did another live recording. Our last recording, Story Songs, was a 2-CD set that was released April. Mm-hmm. And this one they're releasing on June 8th. So we're going to do 4 concerts at Joe's Pub, June 5th, 6th at 7 p.m., and June 9th at 7 and 9:30 p.m. So we're doing 4 concerts at Joe's to celebrate the release of this live album.
Right, and it's a wonderful venue, too. And by the way, Betty is going to do performance workshops. And you can find out all about this. That's from June 2nd to the 8th by going on to BettyBuckley.com. So with everything, 10 million things before breakfast, what happened to the horses?
Well, I just got home. In fact, I'm going to go ride them as soon as we get off the phone. They were happy to see me. I'm happy to say most of the time when I go away for a long time, which in this case, I got back in the middle of the 4 months to visit with them, but for about a week. But I've been virtually gone for 4 months, and so when I went in to see them,
they
were real happy to see me. I felt like they were smiling, and they were giving me all kinds of nibbles and kisses. So I felt like I was somehow forgiven.
I finally
got the concept that I'm the girl that has to go out and work for their grain and hay.
That's right, to keep them in the good stuff. But Betty Buckley, don't tell them you're going on the road with Dolly. Yeah. They will not be happy horses.
I know. That was a tough one to figure out. Fortunately, Scott Rudin is letting me and my assistant bring our dogs. And
you're kidding.
A big dog lover, but one of the jokes during the negotiation was, how are they going to stable the horses?
That's right. Scott would be surprised when you showed up on tour with your horses as well as the dogs.
We were saying, we think Dolly should ride in on a horse, not a subway or not a streetcar.
I like that. That's a great idea. Well, at least you know that they'll find you good accommodations.
Yeah, I get to sleep in the manger of the barn.
Right, it's got to be big, though.
That's a compromise.
Well, I'm very excited for you, Betty.
Thank you so much, Joan. Always so happy to talk to you.
And we'll talk again real soon. Good luck on the tour.
Thanks, my dear.
All the best.
Take care.
I'm Joan Hamburg. This is WABC.